Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
I like it.
We could have headlines. You and me.
All right, just one segment. Orange, not a fan.
Those videos were cool, by the way, back then. Headlines brought to you by our buddies at ATL. Live well, don't just live well. Now, we talked about the fans getting into it. Here is Quinn Snyder using some metaphors to talk about how the fans helped them keep it in the game against the Celtics. Mm.
Anytime you're down that much, you know, you have to do something, you know, out of the ordinary a little bit to get back in the game, whatever that is. And when you have, you know, a group of people that you know are behind you, and particularly when they're behind you, kind of thick or thin, you know, rain or shine. And there was a lot of rain early, and they were a big part of, you know, helping the sun come out.
So if you were there last night shouting down those evil chuckleheads from Chowdertown,
yeah,
you were part of the sunshine.
Well, I do know this. It got loud once the Hawks got back into that thing. And then when DeAndre hit that three, the place exploded. So it looked like we were outmanned when we were there, seeing all those Celtics fans come in.
Right.
But whoever was there last night,
courtside, was getting up and getting in people's faces. It was great. Here's more from Quinn Snyder on, I guess the question probably was, Coach, I noticed most of the season we haven't played a lot of defense. What changed?
Well, I think we made him more uncomfortable. You know, those guys are such good players that there's a fine line there. And I thought early in the game, we were trying to do that, but we were fouling. And, you know, they're still, it's, you know, Tatum and Brown, it's hard to guard them because, you know, they're comfortable with contact and they're drawing contact in order to create space. So I thought we held our ground better.
Yeah, man, the come-from-behind victories, we said, the historical nature of it, and just people blown away. And by the way, we always talk about never getting love nationally. It was all over SportsCenter. A lot of that had to do with Boston, of course, but it was all over. It was in both the hourly and the half-hour reset, so you got to see a lot of the Hawks, so it was kind of cool. He tithes his, I believe, you know, he had 36 minutes against New Orleans, but it was a lot of minutes for DeAndre Hunter. He had been kind of load management, if you will, getting it back up there, minutes restriction, but he was a big part of it. Here's DeAndre on why you decided to shoot at the end of the game.
I mean, my teammates were asking me the same thing. I told them, well, once CeCe got the rebound, I said if he passed it to me, I was shooting. So he got the rebound, he passed it to me, so I shouted.
So he's just kind of, you know, his own thing.
Obviously. The time, clock, situation, awareness. Either way, he hits that shot, and again, it was a dagger. But I don't know if it was the right basketball play when you have the lead and you get another possession.
Yeah.
Just run it out, and you know, then it's a free throw shooting contest. But either way, man, that was a huge shot.
I believe John Wooden would want you to back it out.
Yes, yeah. Four corners. Let's just run four.
Dean Smith would, too. We want you to kind of take some time with that.
But
Jack Ramsey would want you to maybe kick it back out and just dribble a minute.
Well, Mike, again, when he caught that, and you're like, no, don't do it. And he shoots that, and then he hits it, and then all of a sudden it was like, yeah!
You know, but just when you're in the moment like that, and he was, and he's feeling it, and it just seemed like it's just the huge dagger.
That's really right. That's right.
I could just hear Hall of it like, no, yes, on that one. One more cut from the Hawks last night. We are going to talk to Vit Krejci coming up. The Czech wonder checked in last night, and here he's talking about not quitting.
You know, at the halftime, he was talking about never giving up, you know, and we knew that, you know, they made some tough shots. We just knew that we got to continue to do our stuff. And, you know, trusting our shots. And, you know, shots start falling in the third, and we got our confidence, and then we were just rolling.
Kind of hoping for more of a James Bond villain accent, but not so much. Not as much as Bogey.
No. He's a good dude, too. They're trying to develop him, Mike, and he's gotten a lot more playing time because of the injuries. But he came up big last night, and we'll talk to him here coming up next hour.
Hey, the Falcons did not break any NFL tampering rules to sign Kirk Cousins. We were talking about this. Now, I know that a lot of folks feel the whole legal tampering period is just so, you know, it's a misnomer by its name. It just seems so ridiculous. But the NFL is still investigating whether or not the Falcons violated league rules when they signed Cousins. And he did mention in his introductory press conference he had been talking to somebody on the training staff.
Yeah, trainers. Yeah, I don't think there's anything here. The guy that made a big deal out of this was Florio.
Yeah, because Florio's got a mean on for us, for whatever reason.
He's the guy that tried to make this a bigger story than what it is. And, you know, all these guys talk, like Mike's saying, you know, the gray area of legal tampering is just that. I mean, when do you start these discussions, Mike? Don't you find it amazing how quickly these deals get announced and how they come about?
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been in discussions.
Now, it's weird because if a player doesn't have an agent, you know, like say we're talking about Saquon Barkley's situation, there's other players that, you know, how do you interact? What do you send, smoke signals? There's going to be contact. So I think most fans think it's silly, and I don't think it comes to draft picks. I think it's a cash fine. I mean, if you lose a draft pick over this, even albeit a late one, that's just ridiculous. Especially when, I mean, common sense would say a guy's kicking the tires on teams. You know, the news has already been leaked by, you know, on a Sunday before then it would be officially announced, right, on a Wednesday.
Right.
And you want to find out, hey, I've been rehabbing an Achilles. You know, some things that might be in the pipeline. Silly. So we'll see. Arthur Blank was doing media rounds. We just saw him today on NFL Network, and he was saying that, I know there was no tampering from our standpoint. And that's it. Done. Next question.
Don't find me.
So whatever conversation that was is very innocent. You'll see. So there you go. And he says, we'll deal with it if the league decides it turns out to be some cash. And hopefully that's not the case. Also, guys, we just mentioned the NFL, the rulings, and more on this in the Blitz. We will, have this new kickoff, which I guess is okay. You know, it creates a little more action. The tackling is still fans are going to have to deal with that. And then the Christmas games, a doubleheader on Christmas Day, which falls on a Wednesday this December 2024.
Yeah, Roger Goodell speaking. Mike, what do you think he said?
In the guise of player safety, we're making advancements.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we limit injury.
Coach, Commissioner, what about playing 4 days late in the season? What?
Safety concerns. Here's what Goodell said.
Safety concerns.
The rest is the same from Saturday to Wednesday as Sunday to Thursday.
Yeah.
So that is their so criteria.
You feel it's good in a 17-week season for two teams, which, with marquee players, by the way, because this is in marquee games, to have 2 4-day turnarounds over the course of that's not like player safety is really a concern there to me, if you're honest.
That's how they're defending it, by the way. So and Christmas Day, by the way, Arn. I mean, they're just coming in Bogarting the NBA.
They took the NBA's candy this year. The TV numbers were insane. The money is there. The revenue, again, the NFL is a machine. Nobody's seen anything like this. I mean, you know, they're doing better numbers than what the English Premier League does in Britain now, which is, if you want to put it in perspective as far as what's considered like, you know, total domination. And now we're going to start the season in Brazil.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that coming up in the NFL Blitz. Final note, Braves taking on the Twins again as one of the final spring training games.
Timeout.
And Braves leading 6-4.
Somebody went deep today.
Who was it?
Oh, I don't know. I'll let Turtle tell you who went deep.
Don't tell me. I'm looking it up right now. I don't want to give it away. Is he considered a bum?
Kelnick, man. Kelnick went deep.
He's up to 143. Every journey begins with a single step.
Ball. Telling you. Would you stop it?
In this case, a few more steps to the Mendoza line for spring training.
I'm telling you, it's going to take some time.
Ball. Okay. Yeah, Turtle's just really hard on this new piece. We don't even know this guy yet. Again,
I told him.
Yeah. And by the way, that bum is out of context. That's bum about that's another player. Unless Orin repurposed that bum from when we were talking about Kelnick 2 weeks ago.
So, no, when we came in today.
I believe that's a Desmond Ritter bum. No, I don't believe that's a Kelnick bum.
Big O said, you're never going to believe who went deep today. So, listen, patience, Turtle. This is what we're talking about. He can't speak because the mic's broken.
Listen to Grant McCauley. Come on, Turtle, you're better than that. Anyway, and Mark Bowman and the guys, you know, these guys have been around ball. Nobody remembers what you did in spring, Carl. It's what you do in October.
Would you tell him that? I said that to him outside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.